And it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio Real Estate Show. And the next segment we're going to go into is, you know, a lot of times I'll have customers here from wherever, and we're driving around looking at houses. And I always try to find houses that, you know, if they're looking at houses, to me, the bare requirement of a house has to be a good structure. I mean, you know, great location, nice view maybe, but it has to have a good structure. And that means a good envelope, good roof, and a good foundation. And once a house has a good roof and a good foundation, the interior of the house, the way it actually looks, like the kitchen, the washrooms, and the floors, and the paint on the walls, all of that can be changed and upgraded so easily. And one of the most valuable things in a house, in a modern house, is the bathroom. Other than the kitchen, I would say it's the bathroom. You know, so that's the hierarchy of renovating a house. Our kitchens first, in my opinion, are the most important. The second most important element in a modern, well-designed, professional showing house, like something that looks nice, something that's sellable, is the bathrooms. And a little while ago, I managed to meet up with Troy from Cap Alpha Glass, who is an interprovincial glass glazer on the island, and I actually had my little MP3 recorder, and I recorded a clip with him, because these guys are busy, and to think that, you know, for them to stop in a work day and come down to the studio, sit in the studio and do an interview, it's really hard. I mean, Troy's out there, you know, doing, he does everything, windows, he can replace windows, he can do showers, stalls, everything. So I can never get those guys to come down to the studio, so I went out and tried to find them, and I found them and I interviewed them. So we're going to listen to a taped interview I had with Troy. Now, there's a bit of background music and sound and noise in the background, but and it was recorded on a little MP3 player, so bear with me, and we'll listen to what Troy has to say about glass glazing on Salt Spring Island. It's Scott Simmons. I'm here, and I've managed to find an interprovincial glass glazer, the only one on Salt Spring Island, and he's here with me now. We're going to talk about showers and glass, all the glass stuff. Isn't that, that's what you do, hey, Troy?
That's what I do. I do all kinds of glass work. Mirrors, shower doors, skylights, cars. If it has glass, I do it.
On your ad, you say you're the only interprovincial. Does that mean you can work in different provinces?
Yeah, it's recognized Canada-wide. Red Seal, interprovincial journeyman. I'm the only one on the Gulf Islands that I know of. It's 4 years at SATE.
Right. Oh, really? It's a four-year four-year course?
Right. Yeah, totally worth it.
Right. And now, the reason I want to interview you and talk about showers is because one of the biggest selling features or biggest focal points of the house now is a shower.
Yeah, it's
amazing how that's changed.
Yeah, it's not just a shower anymore. It's like a room to relax in.
It's like a drive-through car wash.
That's a good way to put it.
I mean, you know, the shower was this little inconsequential thing at the back of the house that nobody noticed 20 years ago. Now it's like, you know, you go over to someone's house, do you want to see my shower?
8 jets and 5 nozzles. We got it all.
And they want the half-inch glass, and they want, you know, it's just incredible.
Yeah. The deluxe glass, the half-inch glass, no frame around it, just the hinges and the handle. That's the best way to go. So that you've got all glass. Look, seats in there. Sometimes they opt with an LCD TV in the back.
I was just over at Alex Denny's house, and you put that one in there.
Yes.
And he went on. That's why I know you have an interprovincial ticket, because Alex said that.
Yeah, Alex is a great guy to work for.
And, you know, that shower, it was a tight, small space, but does it ever look cool? Like, he could have put a little tiny fiberglass shower stall in there, and it would look like nothing, right?
That's right. Well, he's got such a small area to work with. If you go with all glass, it just opens up the entire room.
And it makes it just look like it's an incredible shower. So you take like a small space and, you know, it just brings it up. It's incredible.
That's right. It's not just a shower now. It's part of the bathroom.
Yeah. It's like a piece of furniture. It just really shines.
That's right. Yes, yeah, piece of furniture.
So now you don't just do showers, though. You, like if somebody breaks a window in a house.
Yeah, we do sealed units, emergency calls. Any type of commercial work that you need, storefront, skylights, any size of skylights.
And skylights are becoming really popular. I mean, in the wintertime on Salt Spring, it does get dark early. And so when it's sunny, you want to get as much sunshine as you can in your house. And skylights bring it all in. So you can do skylights.
Yeah, any size of skylight. Like I say, we just finished one today that was 24 feet long.
Can you say that there was 24 feet?
Yeah, it was 24 feet long.
That's a huge skylight.
Yeah, it's it's what we call a bank skylight, and it just goes and right over the kitchen and the living room. It's just an amazing piece of artwork, really.
Well, that is amazing. Yeah, so it was this monster huge skylight. Oh, and that must be an incredible house.
Yeah, it's down on Reginald Hill, right on the water, of course. Right. Lifetime guarantee on the mall.
Oh, lifetime guarantee.
Yep. Never a leak.
Is that your lifetime?
Lifetime of the house, actually. Until it burns.
Well, that's great, though. So you can do skylights and also window replacements. Now, do you put windows in houses? No.
Yep.
Oh, you do?
We do new windows, renovation windows. If somebody's got some really old aluminum windows or old wood windows that they want replaced, go with the new type of vinyl and the new Loewe glass, we do that as well.
So my pet peeve with houses is you walk into a house, and it's, say it's a $900,000 house, or they think it is, and you walk in and all the windows, you can see steam between them.
A good way to get rid of that is just to replace the glass. If you want to upgrade, then of course go to a vinyl window, which is, you can get up to a 5.5 R value now.
Right.
Which is amazing for glass.
You would change the window out yourself? Can you change out the glass? Can you, let's say you had nice wood frames and everything, but the glass is just smoked, and you wanted to save as much as possible, could you just pull the glass out?
Absolutely. Just do the glass. That way we don't have to touch anything on the inside. Just remove the stops. The glass goes in and out normally in about an hour.
So that's a job you do quite often.
Yeah, that's one of the most common jobs we do.
It is. What happens? How does the steam get in there?
Well, generally, sealed units are guaranteed for 5 years. Well, they're 10 years now. Sometimes they just sit, especially in the hot sun. It bakes the sealant that holds the two pieces of glass together, allows the air to get in there. Air has moisture and will condensate on the inside of the glass.
And it just makes the house look like there's been no maintenance or repairs done on it. I mean, it just kind of ruins the whole look of the house.
That's right. Yeah, especially if you've got some really nice wood windows.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever type of window you have.
That's where you've got a nice view out and you can't see it because there's all this steam. And you're looking, what's on this house? And you're trying to wipe the steam off.
Let us put a brand new piece of glass in there for you.
Right.
And then you can see it again.
Now, this is not something that the person should do themselves.
Well, no, it can be a little dangerous,
right.
Especially the bigger ones.
Right.
But we can do it fast and efficiently.
That's why it's one of those projects where you should hire a professional, right?
Yes, well, I would agree with that, absolutely.
Do you ever get anywhere you go out and it's a guy's trying to do it himself?
Yeah, and quite often we get called in halfway through the job and, can you finish this?
Does he kind of have a sheepish grin on his face and the wife's calling?
Yeah, I mean, we make it look easy because we've been doing it for years, but there is an artwork to it, an art form. And
so the wife's calling saying, do this, and he's standing there going, well, I could have done it.
This is sounding similar to my wife.
Well, that's part of what my show is about, is that sometimes you can do things yourself, but sometimes you're better off to call someone.
That's right. Yeah, I don't work on engines.
You
don't. Last guy.
So if I want to get the oil changed in my car, don't call Troy.
I'm not the guy to call, nope.
But if I want to get this luxury shower thing with just glass, and it's that, it's the weight of that glass that's so amazing, those big doors, but then when you pull on them, they just swing automatically.
It's got some density to it, yeah. Especially with the thick half-inch glass, the hinges are designed to take that weight, so you can just swing it open, and it just feels like a piece of luxury, really.
Now, the most amazing thing is, okay, it's kind of like the caramel chocolate bar, right? There's that secret. So now I got you out here, I'm going to pry it. What's the secret? How do you hold the glass in there?
Well, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
Because it's like there's no nails, there's no screws, there's no little, like you would think there'd be some stainless steel brackets or something.
Yeah, we've gotten away with that. I've been working on this for about the last 10 years now. It's my own style of doing it. I've got some clear setting blocks that I put in there, and it all gets wedged into place before I silicone it, and then the silicone is a seal and strength as well.
Because that's what makes it look so amazing. When you look at it, you're like, is that thing going to just fall out? It's just hanging there.
Yeah, but it will take somebody falling against it, which is the whole point.
Right, but it's an absolutely amazing look, because then you don't have these big, you'd think you'd need these big brackets along there to hold it all in.
That's right, yeah, we don't use the brackets. Most of the times we don't use the brackets. There's no U-channel anymore. It's designed for easy cleaning. Mildew-resistant silicone, so it never goes black. It's just the way to go.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And then you don't. If you have a bracket on there, that's where all the mildew's going to pile up.
Yes, absolutely. And it's hard to clean around that too.
Yeah. Well, that's why. So if somebody wants to put in a new shower in their house, what should they do? Call you first?
Absolutely. Yeah. Call me in the design phase if they can.
Right.
That way, I can help them design. Maybe stick to a standard size door. maybe we can add a pony wall or some design features.
Maybe you've got some glass that you had from another project that might be a good deal.
It's totally possible, too. I haven't got too much of that.
But you know what I mean? Like, if they come with you with the plans already done and they say, we need this oddball shape, yeah. It can add up. The price can go way up, where if it's a standard size, and you can tell people what that is.
That's right. I can save people a lot of money by saying, look, get me in the design phase. If you do it this way and this way, you're saving so much on every piece of glass.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely it does.
Instead of calling you the day before they want it installed.
Yeah, which does happen as well. But
we're having a party, and my girlfriends are all coming over tomorrow, and we need the shower tomorrow night. And
Can you have this done in 2 days?
No, that's the worst thing. I mean, you want to have these things so that, you know, the schedule, you can come in right after the tile setter goes in. You work a lot hand-in-hand with the tile setters, I guess, a lot of times.
That's right. I work hand-in-hand with a lot of them on the island. And it's great because now they know how I work and I know how they work. And some of them are really good because they make sure those tiles are nice and straight, which makes my job easier, and it makes the glass cheaper when I don't have to rake it or curve it.
Oh, exactly.
You know, it just works hand-in-hand right down the line.
Exactly. Well, thank you for the interview, Troy. The only interprovincial glass glazer on the Gulf Islands. So if somebody even on Pender wanted to get a hold of you, they could probably get you to come over to Pender.
And they do, actually. We're working on Maine, Pender, and Galliano right now in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing. All that way over there.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, thanks, Troy, for the interview.
Awesome.
Have a great day.
Cheers. Take care.
And it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio Real Estate Show. And again, I do apologize for the background sound on that audio clip. It was taken at a live event where there was lots of people in the background and lots of noise. But it was really the first time I've managed to track down Troy and get him on the show. Bathrooms are just such a huge portion of the house nowadays. It's like we were saying, you know, 20 years ago, you know, the shower, when you looked at a house, it would be like this, you know, in the bathtub, a typical 60-inch steel bathtub with shower doors, and that was it, one spigot. Nowadays, you go into a modern new house, and it's these incredible walk-in showers with incredible glass doors, and that's just it, those big half-inch glass doors, you can push them open with one finger, and they just slide. They're just perfectly balanced, so there's absolutely no weight. And some of them, actually, when they close, it's like, you know, they're like a lock, an airlock. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning what they do with showers nowadays. And it really adds to the value of the house. Now, it's something that, you know, I would almost recommend, you know, you find a house that doesn't have one of those luxury showers and it doesn't have the actual spiffed up kitchen. And this way you can do it yourself and you can get exactly what you want, not what somebody else wanted. And buying a house that needs a little bit of TLC